Welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show, a powerful antidote and elixir for the toxins of right-wing talk radio. Your humble host is on vacation. You can call in on our regular toll-free number, 888-5-PETER-B. So pick up the phone and show some love from the left coast for the man from bradblog.com, Brad Friedman.
Once again, stuck in the middle with you. And there's no place I'd rather be. Brad Friedman from BradBlog.com sitting in for our good friend PBC, who is overseas sipping Chianti somewhere in the mountains of Italy, as we say. It is Impeachment Friday here on the PBC show. We're going to be speaking with Cindy Sheehan. You may have heard of her. She's at a live peace rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. We're going to speak with David Swanson, who's out there with her from AfterDowningStreet.org. They are marching towards the Capitol. They'll be there on Monday visiting our good friend, John Conyers. And I'm told they're not going to be leaving his office until they are either arrested... or impeachment proceedings begin. That'll be interesting. We also have Elizabeth de la Vega, author of The United States v. Bush. Going to take your calls on impeachment. We want to know why George Bush should be impeached. That's an easy one. Maybe just some Democrats can call and tell us why he shouldn't be impeached. That's perhaps a bigger question. We'll be taking a lot of those calls in the second hour. We'll have Arlen Parsa of the Daily Background, a great citizen blogger, citizen journalist. He's been guest blogging for me at bradblog.com, doing some great stuff with an important report yesterday on some swift boating, quite literally, that's going on from apparently out of the John McCain camp. Some very interesting investigative work that he's doing there. Of course, our Election Integrity Hour, the last hour of the show today. We're going to be checking in with some good friends. Of course, John Gideon, as always, from votersunite.org. Ken Caron is going to give us an update on the Busby Bilbray case. PBC listeners may remember that one. He's down in San Diego. Some other folks may check in. We hope to take your calls because a big report today in the New York Times seems to indicate if the Rush Holt election reform bill is not dead, it may have one foot in the grave and another foot down your voting machine. We'll talk about that as the day goes on. Catch up on a couple of points here quickly before we go to Cindy Sheehan momentarily. I know our friends out in San Francisco had a bit of a shakeup this morning, a 4.2 earthquake. I heard it was in the early morning hours, 4 a.m. And, of course, we're down here in Houston. I forgot to mention that. We're down live from Houston, Texas, in the control room, production room. Somewhere are we here at KPFT 90.1 FM. They have been kind enough to open their doors to us to let us broadcast live from here for the next, I'll be with you for one more week, whether you like it or not. So thanks to them. But the good folks back in Mission Control up in San Francisco had a shakeup this morning, 4.2 earthquake, but I'm told everything is okay. Brian Urban, our engineer out there today, says he's doing well. Katrina Rill, talked to her. She's doing well, so they're all okay there. And what else we got? Oh, yes, following up on a quick story from yesterday, the judge who threw out the Valerie Plame case, as you may call, apparently a loyal Bushy, I know we're all surprised, threw out the Valerie Plame civil case against Cheney, Rove, and other administrative folks. That case has now been appealed by Valerie Plame. and her husband, Joe Wilson. And we will continue to follow that. And we'll talk to Melanie Sloan last week, one of the attorneys working on the case. We'll talk to her next week about the disposition of that. Just wanted to close that loop for now. And, well, we're still waiting to get Cindy on the line. Very good. We'll have her there shortly. Oh, man, this is just, you know, a three-hour show ain't enough for everything that's going on each day. Frankly, picking and choosing as the wheels come off of this thing, picking and choosing exactly what to cover each day with so much crime, so much dirt, it's really incredible. This today from the from TPM Muckraker, who reports on a Financial Times story, no one is manning the bridge at the Justice Department. That's the latest word from U.S. attorneys around the country who say that their regional offices are operating as normal, but that main justice back in D.C. is now crippled. And with already six resignations, several investigations, a legal struggle over executive power, and 23 U.S. attorney positions without permanent leadership. 23 U.S. attorney positions now without permanent leadership. Things aren't exactly looking up. Well, we don't much need them to look up. We're going to talk about that certainly in the next hour because, frankly, George Bush has now given out the word that the Justice Department may not bring criminal contempt charges against them. That's right. He's using the Justice Department incredibly to make this constitutional argument that they cannot bring charges against him. We'll talk with Elizabeth de la Vega certainly about that in the next hour. But right now, I believe we've got a live at a peace rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. Cindy Sheehan joins us from the road. Oh, Cindy.
Hi, Brad.
How are you, dear?
We're doing great. How are you?
We're doing okay. You're on a, as the wheels are coming off this thing, you may have heard, things are just falling apart left and right for this administration, and you are marching towards them and the Democrats this week. You've been on a how long have you been marching across the country at this point?
We started on July 10th, and we will end up in D.C. on Monday, and we'll end up in New York City on the 26th of July for a weekend of events. So. It's been an amazing journey, and I think that it's been really, you know, good that all of a sudden people in the mainstream media are talking about impeachment, and they're bringing up the issues that need to be discussed in this country. So I think so far we've been super successful.
Cindy, have you noticed the change since you took your stand, and we were there with you, of course, also back here in Texas 2 years ago, summer of 05. Have you noticed the change in the people when you go to these events? Are they larger events? Are they smaller events? Or what's the difference 2 years on now at this point?
Well, you know, I think that we have definitely caused a change in this country where when I first started, when my son was first killed, less than half of the country disagreed with George Bush in the war. Now it's fully, you know, two-thirds to three-quarters of the country. I think that in August of 05, with your help, we created this debate that was never there in the corporate media about the rightness or the wrongness of the war. I'm hoping that what we're doing this summer will bring the country along with us, where 54% of the country want Dick Cheney impeached, and 45% want George Bush impeached. Well, I think that's a much larger percentage myself, because all over the country, people don't say, you know, when is he going to be impeached? They say, why hasn't he been impeached yet?
Well, I know that a month or two ago, you sort of stepped back and took a much-needed vacation, a breather from the anti-war movement, from the impeachment movement. I know you're back. Have you noticed that you were exhausted, I'm quite sure, and understandably. Have you noticed an exhaustion setting in amongst the American people at this point? I know we were all quite energized down there in Crawford, Texas 2 years ago. Are people still energized, or are they, too, feeling the exhaustion at this point, Cindy?
Well, I think we're exhausted of the lies and the crimes of the Bush regime. I think a lot of people were energized around the November 06 election. You know, the grassroots movement worked really hard to change our government so there can be a change in our country, and we see them, you know, more or less supporting the status quo. And it was very demoralizing for a lot of people And I'm hoping that what we're doing now is bringing this energy back, the energy level back up where we need, because it is just so imperative and urgent that George Bush and Dick Cheney be impeached for war crimes, crimes against our Constitution, and, you know, crimes against humanity, so we can bring our troops home, so we can, you know, do the real work that it takes to have real peace. So I think you're right. I think the American people did get exhausted, and how hard can we work without any results? But I think that I'm seeing a higher level of energy now.
And, you know, let's talk for a second here about your friends on the right. Have you seen a change in the attitude from the folks, from the Republicans, from the right-wingers who used to be out there trying to come up with anything they could to beat the crap out of you? Now that you have sort of said, look, the Democrats aren't doing the deal either, because you have always said this is not a Democrat-Republican thing.
Right. Have
you seen any change in that picture?
Well, no. I think the ones who still support George Bush and still support the war are hardcore, you know, right-wing people who are still, you know, no matter what I do or say, they're still going to hate me. They're still going to attack me. They want to support George Bush and support the war. And they're hanging on to it with, you know, both fists, and they won't let go of it. But I think the people who have come around have come around, and, you know, I think we're down to the roots right now of the right-wingers who still support this and support, but, you know, only 22% support the war, only 26% support George Bush.
America,
you know, so these are people who I don't think are going to be, you know, have any kind of epiphany now. So
America,
we have probably about 400 people here for a rally, and probably about 50 who are pro-war. They have signs that say "Win the War," "Peace through strength." You know, Osama bin Laden says thank you. You know, they still believe that Osama bin Laden had anything to do with, I mean, that Saddam had any connection with Osama. So, you know, I think that these people, I don't know what it's going to take for them to turn around, but I hope the people on our side are going to get energized and activated to help us out here on the road. And I think that's when we're going to see a real change in this country.
So the right-wing tools who used to say you were a tool of the Democratic Party, they haven't sent their apology notes yet, eh?
Well, I've heard a few things from, you know, right-wing commentators saying, wow, you know, I guess, you know, she's going up against the Democratic Party. I guess, you know, that meant that she, you know, at least has some integrity. You know, I've heard things like that.
So. Begrudgingly. All right, yeah. We got to get out here, Sydney. But how can folks help you? How can we help from out here between now and Monday and beyond?
Well, you can go to the Camp Casey Peace Institute.org to find our schedule. You can come march with us from Arlington to Congress on Monday, the 10th, if you're in the area. You can have... this is really important. You can have demonstrations at your congressman's office. We have about a dozen across the country now. And, you know, you can organize in a very short time. We organized this entire tour in like 2 days. And it's been really amazing, the response we've gotten across the country.
All right. Bless you for all you continue
to
do, Cindy.
Thank you, Brad.
You're the best. Stay out of jail on Monday if you can help. Thank you, dear.
Okay.
Right.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Well, there you go. Cindy Sheehan keeping us up to date on the road. We're going to try to get David Swanson, who I think is at the same event. If his phone rings with that noisy event, we got to take a quick break. I'm running long. You're listening to Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com, sitting in for our good friend Peter B. Collins. We'll be back. We got a whole lot of show ahead and your calls at 888-5-PETER-B. Give us a shout.
The Grove Market in Pacific Grove is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Locally owned and operated for 37 years by the Higuera family, the Grove Market boasts the finest selections of just-picked conventional and organic produce our Central Coast farms have to offer. The Grove Market's full-service meat department specializes in the highest quality, choice, fresh-cut, and prepared meats. Local artisanal bakeries deliver breads and other delectable baked goods hot from the oven every morning. To perfect your gourmet home-cooked meal, choose from the Grove Market's outstanding selection of Monterey wines. The Grove Market features competitive prices, personalized service, and home delivery in PG and New Monterey. You can't go wrong at the Grove Market. So shop Monday through Saturday from 8 to 7 and 9 to 6 on Sundays in downtown Pacific Grove, 242 Forest Avenue, just above Lighthouse. The Grove Market, where the locals shop.
Hello, I'm here to tell you about Central Avenue Bakery in beautiful Pacific Grove. Every day we feature the finest and freshest healthy whole grain foods with vegan and wheat-free options for those so inclined. We mill our own organic, fresh whole grain flour daily. Galina, our Russian pastry chef, turns those fresh whole grains into delicious masterpieces. Muffins, cakes, cookies, pies, banana chocolate bars, macaroons. She adds new items all the time. We also have a variety of whole grain breads, fresh homemade sandwiches, soups, and veggie entrees made with mostly organic ingredients. Our all-you-can-eat Sunday buffet with its hot vegetarian entrees, soups, salads, and desserts is locally famous. We also welcome groups, parties, and catering orders. Stop in for a latte, snack, or full meal. You'll come back again and again. Come visit us at 173 Central Avenue at the corner of Dewey and the Old Granary Building, just two blocks from the aquarium, or give us a call at 373-2000. That's 373-2000. Central Avenue Bakery, where healthy and delicious go hand in hand.
I am attorney Sean Mills. Sometimes life does not take the direction that you plan. If you find yourself in need of an honest attorney, call me. I can advise you on both criminal and civil matters. Do not settle for an attorney who simply went to college and law school when you can work with an attorney with significant life experience who uses a common sense approach to everyday legal problems. If you think you need an attorney, I will be glad to offer you a no-obligation consultation and evaluation of your legal issue with no sugarcoating. If you think you have a potential legal issue, it is important that you speak to a qualified attorney as soon as possible. Call me at 831-648-7060. That's 831-648-7060. I am attorney Sean Mills.
Carmel's community bookstore, The Pilgrim's Way, is a locally owned independent bookstore and has been for nearly 40 years.
Discover for yourself our intimate and unique setting, including the secret garden, known locally as a hidden treasure in downtown Carmel. Our friendly staff at Pilgrim's Way are available to assist you with any personal needs or gift buying. And our book selection offers the best of personal development, local interest, bestsellers, novels, children's, and metaphysical, plus much, much more. We have great music and healing tools, cards, and garden statuary.
Visit us at www.pilgrimsway.com or call 624-4955 or visit the Pilgrim's Way, Carmel's only bookstore, and the Secret Garden on Dolores Street between 5th and 6th in Carmel.
You're listening to the Peter B. Collins Show. I'm Brad Friedman in for the good PBC. Got a quick segment here. I ran long with Cindy Sheehan in the last segment. And we're trying to reach David Swanson. He is with Cindy somewhere at the Peace Rally, Impeachment Rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. I think that's David Swanson's hometown. From afterdowningstreet.org. You folks ought to be familiar with him. He and Cindy are heading to Washington, D.C., actually heading to John Conyers' office to demand that he take action and begin impeachment hearings. And they say that they're either going to stay there until impeachment hearings begin or until they get arrested. So we thought, well, geez, maybe we ought to try to get him on the air today, Friday, because by the time we roll around to Monday when they're at John Conyers' office, By the time we go on the air, they may well be in jail. Want to join them in jail? Stop by CampKCPeaceInstitute.org. Get the schedule. Show up wherever you may be, around the country at your Congress member's office. Democrat or Republican, it doesn't really matter. Stand up for your rights, stand up for the Constitution, and of course, this being Impeachment Friday, I've just called it Impeachment Friday. We'll have to inform Peter about that when he comes back. We'll let him know. It's Impeachment Friday. you know, it ain't gonna happen unless you make it happen, because George W. Bush apparently is out of his mind, says WashingtonPost.com's Eugene Robinson. Last week, George W. Bush invited 9 conservative pundits to the White House for what amounted to a pep talk with the president, providing the pep. Somehow, Robinson says, he was left off the list, but some columnists who attended have been writing about the meeting, describing it to colleagues, and their accounts are downright scary. National Review's Kate O'Byrne, a far-right winger, told Robinson that the most striking thing was that the president is incongruously sunny. And Bush was, quote, not at all weary or anguished, and in fact was very energized, wrote Michael Barone of U.S. News. Far from being beleaguered, Bush was assertive and good-humored, according to David Brooks of the New York Times. He says the most useful argument to make in support of his policies is to show what failure would mean. and Robinson says, this is what Bush believes would happen, that they would, Sunnis would ascend into radicalism. He believes that they would, that would happen. Hasn't he noticed that these catastrophes have already befallen us and that they are the direct consequence of his decision to invade Iraq? Well, apparently he doesn't realize that. And, he won't realize that for the next 24 hours or so when they knock him out. And the doctors do to George W. Bush what he has been doing to the country for the past 6 years, 7 years. Which is to say, George W. Bush is going in for colonoscopy. And we're told Dick Cheney will be put in charge. This is only the third time that this has actually happened, where a vice president has stepped up while a president has been incapacitated. Of course, Bush has been incapacitated for years. Cheney has already stepped up long ago. But now it's George Bush who's bending over and taking one for a change instead of this country. We're going to be back with much more, including Arlen Parsa, citizen blogger, who's got a hell of an investigative report, and Elizabeth De La Vega coming up on impeachment and U.S. v. Bush. You're listening to the Peter B. Collins Show.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside.
Every Sunday morning at 10, check out Rock Roller Real Estate, America's favorite real estate show. Learn about investing, 1031 exchanges, buying and selling homes, and where the hottest real estate markets are. Rock Roller Real Estate, every Sunday morning at 10. To be a guest, call 408-892-3376. That's 408-892-3376. For more information, stop by our website at rockrollerrealestate.com. Rock Roller Real Estate, Sunday mornings at 10, right here on KRXA 540.
Attention all KRXA listeners. Are you worried about not having enough money for a truly comfortable retirement? Were you aware that you have the ability to buy real estate within your individual retirement account without government penalty since 1974? Bet you didn't know that. Only 2% of the U.S. population is even aware of the law. If your IRA had been invested in California real estate 20 years ago, you'd be a multimillionaire today. The retirement specialist will show you how to purchase California property right inside your IRA. They've helped nearly 10,000 people in the last four decades achieve their retirement goals by rolling over their IRAs and 401ks into profitable California real estate. Give them a call at 831-794-8485 to learn more about this underutilized retirement investment. That's 831-794-8485. If you want to achieve financial independence by the time you retire, then call now. There's nothing to lose, only valuable knowledge to gain. Call 831-794-8485 and ask for the retirement specialist.
Doing business in Santa Cruz County since 1950, Wilson's Tire and Service now has three locations to serve you better wherever you live. All three locations feature full service, friendly, fast, same-day service, or in the words of hands-on owner Juan Escamilla,
we're fast and fair, and service is job one at Wilson's Tire and Service.
Specializing in tire, brake, and alignment services with state-of-the-art equipment. Looking for friendly, fast, same-day service from experienced pros? Come to Wilson's Tire and Service. Now located in Santa Cruz at 1807 Soquel Avenue across from Walgreens, in Soquel Village at Old San Jose Road and Soquel Drive, and now in Aptos Village across the entrance to Nicene Mark State Park. Questions? Call 476-0370. That's 476-0370. Say hello to Juan and get the Wilson's Tire and Service, full service.
The healthcare system is broken. That doesn't mean you have to be. Capitola Physical Therapy helps you return to the level of function you need with skilled personal attention. Whether it's golf, tennis, walking, or simply getting out of bed and maintaining your balance, Capitola Physical Therapy understands, cares, and knows how to help. Call Capitola Physical Therapy at 475-1200. That's 475-1200.
It's time for more on the Peter B. Collins Show. While your humble host is on vacation, here's Brad Friedman from bradblog.com.
We've secretly replaced the White House press corps with actual reporters.
Oh, yes. We've replaced them all with actual reporters.
I'm a gonna raise a fuss. I'm a gonna raise a holler.
We don't care if they went to J school. We just care if they give a damn and want to do their job. Do the job the corporate media ain't doing. Well, that's what we're doing here.
No dice, son, you gotta work late.
Oh, work late? When do I get a damn day off? All right, one of those guys doing the job of the media, being the media, because someone's gotta. Aside from what we do over there at bradblog.com, we got citizen journalists, investigative journalists all over the country doing what they ain't doing. And one of those folks who I was recently delighted to find and who joins us, it's maybe his first radio interview. No? It's not? We'll find out. Anyway, Arlen Parsa is a full-time college student majoring in documentary filmmaking at a Midwestern arts and media school. He doesn't tell us which one. Is there a reason? Most recently, he wrote an exclusive report that ABC News, their investigative unit, picked up on, and he has been seen at Truth Out, Iraq Slogger, and, of course, bradblog.com, where he has been generous enough to grace us with a number of important exclusives, none more so, in my opinion, than the bit of investigative work he has done right now on what appears to be some folks involved with the John McCain camp who are stealthily swift boating some of McCain's opponents. And in any case, Arlen joins us here. Arlen Parsa, welcome, my friend, to the Peter B. Collins Show.
Hey, Brett. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being had. Where are you at now? You're located on the East Coast, right, Arlen?
That's right. I'm in Hanover, New Hampshire. It's a very small town. Its only claim to fame is Dartmouth College.
Is it? Oh, and, well, you didn't name in your bio the Midwestern Arts and Media School. Do you want to do that?
I'm just so mysterious. It's Columbia College, Chicago. It's not the Columbia, but it's a Columbia.
I see. All right. Well, listen, you have done a terrific report, first over at thedailybackground.com. And then you did a follow-up yesterday over at bradblog.com, and we've got some audio from some of this remarkable stuff that you found. But let me let you set it up, tee off exactly what it is that you found, and then we'll figure out how you found it.
Okay. All right. I'm going to warn your listeners, this is an awfully complicated story, but I think it's kind of a fun one. It started about 2 weeks ago when I posted a YouTube video on my blog, and it was basically mocking Rudy Giuliani, and so I put it up there and pretty much forgot about it.
Now, it wasn't one that you had made, by the way. Somebody else had made this video, right? Well, that's all right. I'm a radio broadcast professional, Arlen.
What can you say? Well, anyways, so it was, sort of making fun of Giuliani, and it was definitely made from sort of an amateur point of view. It didn't look like it was professional or anything like that. And anyways, about a week later, I got a tip from a reader who said, hey, I really enjoyed that video you put up about a week ago, but I was on MySpace recently. I'm sure, as all your listeners know, this is a popular social networking site, MySpace.com.
Yeah.
And I realized that someone who was conservative was actually distributing this video on MySpace. They were going around spamming people with this video. And then the reader said to me, I thought it was really ironic that a conservative person was spreading this video mocking Rudy Giuliani.
Right.
So anyways, I started to look into it, and it turns out that this person on MySpace, who, by the way, describes herself as Coulter-esque.
She describes herself as Coulter-esque.
Coulter-esque. Isn't that lovely?
Yeah, it is. And her MySpace name was, or is this a YouTube name?
Her MySpace name was Public Persuasion, which is obviously not her real name.
Right.
But it is a slogan, and I'll tell you what it's a slogan for in a second. It turns out that the name which she registered under back in 2006 is A. Bradford. A. period Bradford.
Kind okay.
of a mysterious name. In any case, so you start looking around her MySpace profile, and you discover that she's been spamming this video all over the place and promoting it, even though she's conservative. And it turns out that she lists her employer on this MySpace profile as SRCP and her location as Alexandria, Virginia. And it turns out that the only SRCP anywhere near Alexandria, Virginia, is an ad firm called Stevens, Reed, Curcio, and Potholm, SRCP. And it turns out that this ad firm is the firm which is responsible for the 2004 Swift Boat Veterans for Truth ads, truth, quote-unquote, truth.
Right. This was the PR firm that did the Swift Boat ads against John Kerry, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
She works for them?
Yep. Well, maybe, maybe not. But there are a few more facts. It turns out that SRCP does, in fact, have an employee, their production manager, whose name is Amy Bradford, A. Bradford.
Right.
And it turns out that on YouTube, the user on YouTube who had posted these videos originally, the username was A. Brad 2345. Coincidence? It's it could be, or maybe not.
Oh, you got her dead to rights, Arlen. You got her dead to rights. And okay, so moving forward just a step now, do we know? In fact, you pretty much got it nailed that this is Amy Bradford, or at least an Amy Bradford, who works for what is it, SRCP?
SRCP. And here's the thing about SRCP.
Yeah.
They actually were hired by John McCain's presidential campaign in 2000.
Uh-huh.
And they created a bunch of ads that people thought were really, really good. In fact, they actually won an award for the best primary ad of a Republican candidate in the 2000 race. Then in 2004, a couple years later, when they did these Swift Boat ads, John McCain was actually out there vocally, denouncing them. He said that they were dishonest and dishonorable. In fact, it's a little bit ironic looking back on it. He was, I think, maybe a little more vocal in opposing them than actually John Kerry was.
Because well, that's right. He stood up for his old buddy, to a certain extent anyway, for his old buddy John Kerry, and said these things are out of line. And now, We don't know if it's his campaign, but he is now. We know that he worked with him in 2000. Is John McCain, in fact, working with this SRCP in 2007 at this point?
John McCain is, in fact, working with SRCP in 2007 at this point.
Okay, John McCain is working with SRCP. Amy Bradford clearly is the one who's at least been posting. We don't know if she made the videos, but we know she's been posting these videos. Mm-hmm. And do we know that Amy Bradford works at SRCP?
Well, yep. In fact, on their website, she has a little profile on there, and she talks about a few little details about herself on her profile on the SRCP website, and that happens to match up almost exactly with this mysterious MySpace profile.
Indeed it does. Now, let me just to give listeners an idea of what we're talking about, because there was three or four of these videos. They're very, how shall I put it? Well, they're colorful, and I'll warn folks that there is some colorful language in this one we're going to play. I think it's okay to play it on radio, but it is a little bit graphic. It's a guy driving in a car, and it appears to be an ad for Rudy Giuliani. And they even give Rudy Giuliani's website at the end of the it's his real website, isn't it, at the end of the ad?
It's his real website, yep.
Right. So the guy is acting as if he is in favor of Giuliani. But if you listen to this thing, it's got clearly they're smashing up Giuliani, but most notably, there's some incredibly racist stuff in this thing. I'm going to play it. It's about a minute. You'll see what I mean. Here we go. Give a listen to this.
Giuliani's got balls. He wasn't afraid to mess with the mafia.
He wasn't afraid to mess
with the anarchists.
He wasn't afraid to mess with the Haitians.
If you got to stick a plunger up somebody's ass to reduce crime, then you stick a plunger up their ass.
Yeah,
Giuliani's immigration reform is, 71 bullets in Diallo? And
that's how you take care of immigrants. You shoot them.
You know who said that?
Winston Churchill.
McCain.
What does he know from immigrants?
And I lived in New York during Giuliani.
That's why him and Zafer, his police commissioner, they both got prostate cancer, because everybody knows that the Haitians, you know, they put voodoo pins in men's genitalia, because it ain't skill, it ain't talent in this life, it's luck.
McCain, I don't know, is that lucky to get shot down?
Romney,
is that lucky to be born Mormon?
Giuliani,
two towers fell on top of him and he walked out unscathed. That is a lucky man. That's somebody you want.
Giuliani, Italian? Where did you hear that from?
Mobbed up? What are you talking about? Giuliani. Giuliani. He's from New York. You don't get it? Oh, come on. He's Italian like I'm Polish.
Giuliani's a great man. I mean, he's not wishy-washy. He's not a flip-flopper.
It's a man of conviction, a man who doesn't get pushed around by women. I think Giuliani's a great man because he's got balls.
That's the one-minute video of this guy driving in the car. There's other ones like it. Obviously, it pretends to be a Giuliani video supporting Giuliani, but clearly it ain't. And as we see these series of videos, Arlen Parsa, that you found, there's three or four of them. They all claim to be a Rudy Giuliani video, but they seem to beat up on everyone other than John McCain. Am I correct?
That's right. You just played that video. In one of the other videos, it suggests that Mitt Romney is actually gay.
Right.
One of them suggests that Fred Thompson's wife is transgender, and all these other, you know, totally ludicrous things. And the only times when it mentions John McCain is when it talks about him as a war hero. And later in some of the other videos, they talk about John McCain being a war hero. And he's not really held to the same sort of negative standard.
No, he's not, because in that one, we may have time to play it in the next segment, but they talk about him being a war hero. They say, oh, he's a Manchurian candidate or something. He said, but vote for Rudy Giuliani, because he was smart enough, like our president, to stay out of battle, to stay out of war.
Right, that's right.
I mean, and that's the only reference to McCain. Clearly, well, let me ask you. Is it clear in listening to these currently, I think there's four different videos, that this is someone who supports the McCain campaign?
You know, I got to tell you, I'd be stumped if that was not the case. You know, pretty much trashes everybody but him. You know, in one of the videos, he talks about liberals and talks about how liberals are, you know, silly. And so he's definitely not, you know, a liberal who's making fun of these Republican candidates. He seems to be a Republican who's making fun of these Republican candidates.
Yeah, these guys are eating each other alive, frankly. And you got a reaction from the law firm who represents that company. We're going to hold that reaction. We're going to hold what happened with ABC until after this break. We'll also take your calls if you want to get in a quick thought on this story for Arlen Parsa or myself. Give us a shout at 888-5-PETER-B. I should also mention, I was remiss in the last segment, to mention you can stop by bradblog.com where we've got an open thread discussing today's show. I'm going to do my best as ever to keep an eye on it, but you can commiserate with the folks in the room there. Go to the top item there and hit the comments link. Say your piece and refresh the page, and you can have a discussion with the folks there, and I will try to grab your questions from there as well. We're talking with Arlen Parsa, guest blogger at bradblog.com, also the owner and proprietor of thedailybackground.com on his investigative work. We're going to be back with much more, including Arlen, and a whole lot more right after this.
Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares.
Hi, I'm Scott Dick, host of the Tasty Planet radio show. Every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m., I explore the world of food, wine, and travel across the U.S. and around the world. I interview nationally known writers, winemakers, chefs, restaurateurs, brewers, and others that make our world so delicious. Join me and my guests every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. for Tasty News shows, or visit the Tasty Planet on the web by going to www.tastyplanet.org. Listen in and have a good appetite.
Seize the day and save money. That's the slogan of Stardate Solar, a company providing you with the highest quality solar power for your Monterey Bay Area home or business at the guaranteed lowest price. And that's the idea behind the Stardate Solar Power Hour. I'm your host, Dale Julin. Every Saturday at high noon, our nationally known cast of energy experts will tell you the latest news about the coming solar economy. And you'll also hear about the politics of solar power as well. The Stardate Solar Power Hour, Saturdays at noon and at StardateSolar.com.
Assault means that our investigation turned up nothing.
Could somebody testify lying before a grand jury? Doesn't mean he's involved.
It is flat out absurd. Bush was begging that governor on the Sunday before the hurricane hit to get people out of there and to declare an emergency.
It's all crazy propaganda. The Joseph Goebbels Network.
Bush was on the phone with her. They were thinking about sending the military in because the state and local people weren't acting fast enough.
It is certain that some self-possessed judge somewhere will soon rule that three men or three women can live.
Yet Iraqis are united in a broad and deep conviction. 12 government ministries are currently under the direct control of Iraqis. I don't think that's too high a standard.
If you've retired, you don't have anything to worry about. Probably say it three more times. See, in my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in. Got to catapult the propaganda.
We're doing some detective work here with Arlen Parsa of thedailybackground.com, investigative journalist, blogger, also guest blogger at bradblog.com. Oh, Arlen, is this your first time, by the way, on the radio?
You know, it actually isn't.
Oh, yeah?
But the other times that I've been interviewed on the radio was because of you, Brad.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, Be in the media, because someone's got to, is our theme here, and it's going to be our theme all week here as we try to bring on some voices and some folks who are not usually heard on the media, but should be, because you got a damn fine report here scooping out this the firm, apparently the firm that did the Swift Boat ads against John Kerry. They are we know they've been employed now by John McCain's outfit. And a woman who works for them appears to have been the one behind these hit videos. And I'd say there's four of them, and they're very sneaky. They appear to be Rudy Giuliani videos, but it's clear that they are supporting John McCain, more than supporting John McCain, really. They're just smashing the hell out of everyone else. Is that about the right way to put it?
Boy, that's better than I could sum it up, yeah.
Well, now, what has the reaction been? Have you been able to, a couple of important questions here. One, have you been able to get confirm from, or comment even, from Amy Bradford?
You know, I tried to contact her right before I ran the story, and she just would not reply, I guess. But here is what did happen. Here's the reply I did get. I published the story on my website on Friday, and got a little bit of attention, nothing huge. But on Monday, I get a big fancy letter from this law firm, which represents SRCP, the ad firm that I had accused of doing this. And they say that I have, you know, been saying horrible lies and fictitious rumors and all types of terrible things.
And what did they threaten? You had to take it off, or what did they say?
That's right. They said I had to take it off immediately, and I'll actually quote from what they said. Quote, the business reputation and professionalism of SRCP is being challenged in a way that causes irreparable damage unless you act immediately, unquote. Which, of course, I thought was a little bit ironic, because here's this, you know, Republican ad firm whose entire reputation is built on the fact that they tarnished John Kerry's reputation, and yet they're accusing me of tarnishing their reputation.
Well, it goes around, comes around, but they did not deny, or did they, in that letter? That letter, by the way, if you go to BradBlog, scroll down a few items, we'll see your follow-up piece there, which actually posts that letter from the attorneys in full. Did they deny that, in fact, they were involved in any way with that? Those videos?
They said that they had nothing to do with it, and not only did they have nothing to do with it, but they also, their employee, Amy Bradford, they said she wasn't acting on her own. She has nothing to do with this as well, which is when ABC News got into the whole story.
ABC picked it up over on their blotter blog, I guess is what we call it, Brian Ross's investigative unit. I think the story was actually Justin Rood, though, right?
That's right, Justin Rood, great guy.
And what did they have to say when you picked when they picked up this story?
Well, I got a phone call about a day after I had received this this legal notice from SRCP, which, by the way, I did not comply with. I refused.
Attaboy.
Right.
You didn't take it down.
I didn't take it down. I posted an update saying that they have now denied it, but I didn't take it down in any case. So I get this phone call from ABC, and they say, "Hey, we've heard you've got this story here. What's going on?" So I give them all my leads and give them any information that I can. And they say, okay, we'll get back to you. So they call me later that night, and they've actually got people working overtime on it. They're saying they're having a lot of fun with the story. But they ask me, listen, did you tell us everything you know about this? And I said, yeah, I gave you everything I know. And they say, well, listen, you're not going to believe this, but here's what we found. And it turns out, and this is what they published the day afterwards, it turns out that the exact day that I had published my original report, this Amy Bradford person on MySpace had written to her friend and had said the following, and I'm going to quote, issues with the campaign really heated up at work today big time. I might have royally screwed something up. Though I could probably use a stiff drink, I don't think I should go out in public much in the next few weeks.
And that is from Amy Bradford, who posted that?
Yeah, apparently from her MySpace account.
Well, so Amy, if you're listening, we'd love to hear your side of the story. Please give us a call at 888-5-PETER-B. We'd love to hear your denial, Ms. Bradford. So ABC picked up that part of the story and actually advanced your story?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they apparently talked to the Giuliani campaign, talked to the McCain campaign, talked to our friends at SRCP again, And, of course, you know, everyone sort of denied it and said, oh, we have no idea what this is. This is disgraceful, whatever it is, but we have no idea what this
is. Did they actually deny it? Is SRCP on record saying we did not produce these ads?
SRCP is on record saying we did not produce these ads, and they've been unequivocal, and, you know, if we can catch them in a lie here, it'd be quite something.
Of course, they could say that if Amy Bradford did their employee, we know she works for them, right?
We do. We absolutely do.
Can it be said, then, that Amy Bradford did this on her own time, on her own private time? Would that be an explanation for it?
You know, they could try and say that, but because of how unequivocal they are, they said that Amy had nothing to do with it, that they personally know that she was not involved, and you know, so it's basically if it was just her, then they're lying for her at this point.
Have you continued to call her since then?
You know, I haven't tried to contact her, but I did talk to her lawyers once again, and I said, listen, if you guys are saying that this is some elaborate hoax, you know, if you've got any information indicating that, in fact, this is a hoax, other than your blanket denial, if you have any proof that this is a hoax, please let me know, and I haven't really heard back from them.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll go ahead and say it, since we don't want to get you in trouble, but I think you sealed this thing up. Clearly, she's the one who was behind posting these videos. She works for the company. She's got some splaining to do, and I hope you will stay on her and keep calling her and get a non-denial denial, if that's what you get. But keep us up to date. Keep reporting it. We love the story, and I, of course, am delighted any time you can save my bacon and post at bradblog.com and give me a few minutes off.
Right, I will do.
Hey, real quick before we go here, how long ago did you start thedailybackground.com?
That would have been in December 2005.
Really? And do you think you're going to get the hell out of there and get over to documentary filmmaking? Because I think you're stuck, my friend.
I don't know. I think I may try and do both for a while.
Good. Good for you. Well, you're doing a hell of a good job. I appreciate all you're doing. And frankly, congratulations for ABC picking up and at least advancing your story. By the way, did they give you the proper credit for...
They have now, yes.
They did. They changed. They didn't originally, right?
No, but they have now, thanks to somebody.
Well, I raised a little hell. You had told me they hadn't given you proper credit, so I tried to make some calls and say, look, guys, he's doing your heavy lifting for you, man. At least put his name out there. They still didn't link to you, but at least they named you. Thanks for all you're doing, Arlen. It's a hell of a good story, and let's keep our eye on this. I'm frankly surprised, very surprised, that it has not been picked up more across the blogosphere.
Oh, we'll see.
But I suspect that's going to... I really do. I think that's going to change. All right, amigo. Thanks for all you're doing.
All right. Thanks for having me.
All right. Keep up the good work. Arlen Parser from thedailybackground.com. Go check out that story over there. More to come ahead. And Agent 99 out there in the Bradblog chat room, it's Impeachment Friday. Are you happy now? Elizabeth de la Vega will be with us, author of U.S. v. Bush, coming up in the next hour. It's all impeachment all the time for the whole next hour, so give us a call if you got an opinion on that at 888-5-PETER-B.